Well, tell me a little bit about growing up here, if you don't mind.
Oh, wow. I started out on this side of town, and my grandmother and they started tearing down the older houses.
Uh-huh.
So we end up moving over across this track, across the tracks over here. When I was about 10 years old, growing up over here, walking to Lakeview Elementary, or catching Mr. Bumper's bus. The Bumper's family is a popular family on this side. Being afraid of Reynolds Funeral Home. Reynolds Funeral Home used to be right there on the corner. So it was a good life to me. Everybody was friendly. Or if we got to fight and we get back together before the end of the day. Very different from today.
So you went to Lakeside?
Lakeview,
yes.
Mr. Jackson was my first one.
And then you finished at Decatur, maybe, or wherever?
I was the first to transport on bus.
I've heard this story a couple times from different people.
About my age. I think they was Lakeside. My mother. That was Lakeside when she went. So I went to Lakeview. I graduated from Decatur High School.
Did you want to come back, bring your salon back over here because this is where you grew up? Or was it just like that was an available building? You know what I'm saying?
I was glad to be back home because I've moved. I've been all over the city and out of the state. So this is a more part of town in a city where you're ready to settle down and get just your foundation.
That's cool.
I was right there on Highway 20 before too, so I guess it was meant for me to be back on my side of town. I'm actually trying to find a property over here.
Well, it looks like there's some plenty of spots available.
I haven't really seen.
Or as far as like, I guess there's a lot of lots, but not a lot of spots.
Well, I guess I have to look them up because I'm looking for signs. You seen some signs? You gotta know.
I saw one empty lot that was like, it was on Vine Street.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, down by the shop. It looked kind of like it's a swampy area. It looked like it might be really damp right there. But my dad and I used to live right in that area on Vine Street. It used to be a club and Joseph Grocery Store, which is across the street from where I work at now.
I guess that spot's too big for you, right?
Huh?
Is that spot too big for you?
Mm-mm. It'd be perfect.
That'd be awesome.
But I didn't know if it was like be really wet in that area.
Yeah.
The owner of Unique, she had a home. Her home is right down the corner, which is a very large home. So yeah, it's good to stay down the street from your business. Everything is right here. You just walk to work.
I hear that. I'm four blocks from my business, and I'm always forgetting stuff, so going back and forth makes it a lot easier.
I would like it. My mother lives right there.
Okay.
So we was over there fishing. It's good to have that little pond right behind the house.
Wow, that is a nice spot. Well, all the people I've been interviewing and talking to, do you know Peggy Towns?
Mm-hmm.
I just interviewed her at the church. And I was like, what do you want to see in Old Town? Like, what would you like to see in 10 or 15 years? And she's like, I just want to see shops. I want to see people being back here again one day. And so I'm sure a lot of people would love it. if you did that?
Well, my business would be set up on helping people in business. I don't just do hair. I'm a, you know, an entrepreneur. So I have other things that I offer besides hair services. And that's one of my desires, is to help them build businesses or be successful, period, in different stuff.
What's your other, like, entrepreneurial?
Establishing small businesses. A lot of people don't know how to get those started. I'm a beauty consultant, so I sell Mary Kay products, and I'm trying to get my own hairline.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Quite an entrepreneur indeed.
Yeah, it takes you educating yourself.
It really does.
Even in photography or whatever you do, it is always another level to go to. So, yeah.
Yes, this is all true.
And I'm a platform artist, so I do want to help other stylists in this area. Because Miss Billy, I guess I'm carrying on her legacy. She was a master cosmetologist, and she educated other stylists to be more than just hairstylists, to be entrepreneurs.
And she's the one that was in Unique.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Unique was the first black beauty salon. First black beauty salon, so yeah.
In Decatur or in Old Town or?
In Decatur, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. She was 90. I think she was about 90 when she left out the salon.
Wow. Did she work until she was 90?
She was working until about a year or two before she passed.
That's impressive.
It's impressive, but I don't want to do that. No. I'm want to train my granddaughter, or I have three daughters, but they don't have interest, but I'm going to train somebody else to keep it going.
Well, I know a lot of cosmetologists and hairstylists, and they all do pretty well for themselves. So it might not be a bad business to be in.
I think it would be better on a lot of us, because it's a lot of stylists.
So what works better, the crickets or the worms?
Both.
They both look good?
Yeah. I'm actually going to go talk to Miss Peggy, because I'm going to become an author as well.
What you working on?
I'm working on a couple of books.
Okay, tell me about it.
My first book, I wanted to base it on an experience of being a victim of molestation before the age of 8 years old and surviving it, you know, and being a 15-year-old mother.
That's about
being an entrepreneur coming from that kind of foundation. Now I see it as it's a great thing to help somebody else. And then my other book is on asking more for the help of the Holy Spirit, because we don't, and He is the one to help us with everything if we would just ask. So it's gonna be called Help Me, Holy Ghost. A book.
Oh, it's a snake.
I love it.
Oh, snake.
Oh.
Yeah, that snake was going across the bridge when I walked up.
Whoa.
Don't catch it, man.
I'm not catching that. I ain't never seen an actual snake before.
Oh, wow.
Like, never.
What's your name?
Malachi.
I got a boy named Malachi. His birthday's tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
He's going to be 15.
15.
How old are you? Wow, I think it's a beautiful name.
Thanks.
Returning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers.
Is that a copperhead snake or a rattlesnake?
I wondered that too, and I didn't get close enough to figure it out.
Oh, I bet George would have known. Did you see it, babe?
Well, it's probably a diamond.
It's a snake.
Wait, what?
Under the bridge.
It's probably a mess. It's probably a diamond back snake.
Yeah, he got me out here fishing. I like it though.
Yeah.
I have to make time to calm down, because I was so excited about business endeavors, things that I want to do. Because now all my children are grown. So I can focus on something I want to do in life.
That's incredible. Thank you for sharing all that with me. That's, I really appreciate your openness. I've been coming here every couple weeks and walking around the neighborhood, and some people aren't very interested in chatting, which is fine too, but I do appreciate when people will talk to me, so thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you for listening and asking. It's an opportunity, put it that way, so I take it.
I hope so. I hope it's, we're able to help this place thrive just a tiny bit more.
I think I'm going to thrive down that way.
Yeah.
I am. I have a production called The Rebirth. So I'm going to be having at least about 5 to 8 women, helping them to rediscover themselves or discover themselves. A lot of us don't know who we are because of maybe being a young parent. A lot of things can stop you from knowing your authentic self. And those are the things that I've been discovering these last couple of years in my life. Being divorced twice and just been through a whole lot. So you go through stuff for other people as well as yourself. So my goal is to help as many women and guys. Because guys need help too.
Truth.
Yeah, and we the one to help them, right? The woman is the helpmate. The woman. But we don't understand our role. We don't know who we are. So we got to figure out who we are to be able to help somebody else. So that's my thing. I have a heart for the people. And I think that's why I've been a stylist for 30 years. Because my heart is in it. Not just to do hair. Not just to do hair. I didn't choose the talent. It was just given to me. But it was awesome to be 18 with 2 kids and you can finally get in a career.
That's impressive.
You need some money.
Yep.
Take care of
yourself. I'll be back. No, you're not. We finna go.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm going to head on, but I may be getting in touch about coming over to the salon.
Okay.
Awesome.